In Donegal, Ulster Bank are closing 5 branches and Bank of Ireland are pulling out of another 5 towns. Talking with a number of local credit unions across Donegal, they are seeing an increase in people moving their deposits to the credit union. But credit unions are hamstrung by regulations on deposits, which sees them limiting deposits as they are forced by government policy to make a loss on holding people's money. Credit unions need to be able to lend out to their communities the money that they take in. The feeling in some credit unions is that the central bank favours banks and that it is intent on building up the profits of the Irish banks while embedding regulatory costs which reduce the surplus of Irish credit unions. Apparently, the central bank has indicated that every credit union should expect that members would not be paid a dividend or interest rebate for the year 2020. There has been a reported exodus of experienced volunteers from credit union boards because of what is deemed to be relentless, restrictive and excessive governance regulation by the central bank. It is feared that if such micromanagement continues, that many small, medium-sized credit unions will be lost over the next few years. Taoiseach, I have recently been highlighting the stark housing problems in Donegal as well. Credit unions have been offering a viable solution for investment in social housing for years now, but a decision is still outstanding from the department. It's not like there's any urgency in addressing the housing crisis, I suppose. Finally, Bank of Ireland has organised an exclusive contract with Unpost. However, credit unions are not allowed to explore these possibilities. Taoiseach, will you now expand the remit and autonomy of credit unions?
Credit unions
are member-owned and have been the lifeline of many communities over many, many years. Why would you allow the central bank to squeeze some credit unions out of some localities that they will stop at?